Now you have a line to Wisconsin's Ag Secretary, Randy Romanski, is here. More than 20,000 farmers in our state have received financial help through the Wisconsin Farm Support Program that's meant to offset the negative effects of the pandemic. The Evers administration, it gave out $50 million in aid through the program last year. The pandemic effect on farm operations, that is one area we want to look at, along with exports, commodity prices, state of the dairy industry. How is your farming operation? What has changed 2 years into this? Are you finding new markets for your products? 800-642-1234. Randy Romanski is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Secretary Romanski, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Kate, thank you very much for having me on. That was a tremendous introduction. Sounds like we've got a lot of good things to talk about.
We have a lot of mountains to move here. But let's start with the Farm Support Program. The governor had directed $100 million under the program going to farmers for a range of pandemic-related economic setbacks. Do you anticipate more of that support will be given out this year? What is the roadmap here?
Well, we're fortunate. Governor Evers has his finger on the pulse of agriculture and clearly the impacts of COVID-19 on our agriculture economy. Agriculture is a $104.8 billion industry, and it's part of our state's past, present, and future. So when the pandemic was affecting farmers, actually the supply chain disruptions that we saw during the pandemic hit farmers early and hard. So the first round of COVID-related payments that he made available, $50 million last year, was really to kind of help on the front end with those immediate costs, the immediate disruptions that farmers were feeling. And then fast forward to just recently, what the governor was seeing is that there were supply chain disruptions on the back end that were affecting farmers, you know, price increases, cost increases for them, fertilizer, equipment, things of that nature. So it's something that was not made to make anybody whole, but that $100 million went to farmers to help them make some payments at critical times for them and to help a little bit during these really challenging times.
So going back to that roadmap, though, you know, what are intentions then in 2022? Where do you see farm support going this year?
Well, the benefit of farm support program is that it's meant to be a flexible, short-term infusion of cash to help farmers when challenges are most affecting them. And what Governor Evers has done is really tactfully used federal dollars to target those payments at critical times. What we're seeing now, Kate, is some optimism. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are still a lot of challenges that are facing the world of agriculture and quite honestly, all of us. But there's some optimism in agriculture. I think we've seen farm gate prices increase. Harvest in Wisconsin was solid, was good. We have, instead of the disruptions of international trade markets like we had a few years ago, we have trade agreements in place, and we're seeing those enforced. Most recently, the Biden administration having a success with USMCA in Canada. And so what we need to do is build on those improvements. And we're fortunate. Governor Evers has led on agriculture in Wisconsin. And actually, this is one of those things, Kate, that we've been fortunate to see some bipartisan agreement on. Investments in the industry, and I'm assuming we'll talk about some of those here mm-hmm. in a few minutes, mm-hmm. but I think it's important that we continue to invest in our strengths. And in Wisconsin, agriculture is a strength.
I want to just focus in here on that one word, optimism, because we have heard the sentiment and make a case here. Do farmers really need additional economic support right now?
Well, the the market ultimately kind of determines that, and the trajectory of what the world sees as impacts from COVID-19 has impact on that as well. But what we can say is that from the governor's use of the first the CARES Act funding and now the ARPA dollars to do a direct support direct payment program for farmers, again, was done surgically and tactfully to help at the times that farmers most needed it. So going forward, we see these opportunities for optimism, investments in the industry that we think will help with some corrections in the marketplace, will help address some of the supply chain issues. And, you know, there's optimism to work collaboratively to make even more investments in agriculture, because that is such an important part of our state's economy.
Let's go to the next mountain here, exports. You're looking to really bump up export Wisconsin exports to other countries, expanding by nearly $1 billion over the next 5 years. How will you accomplish this?
Well, we're fortunate that we start from a strong base. Wisconsin produces and grows many things that the world wants. We're a known leader. Our farmers and businesses are world leaders in everything from dairy products to genetics to cranberries to ginseng, you name it. Wisconsin's diversity in agriculture is our strength. And as a result of that, that's a strong base to build from. We as a state, I think historically have punched above our weight class as it goes to the size of our state population wise and the volume of our exports. But here's the thing. I mean, it's always good to invest in a strength, and there are, with markets. And again, there's COVID impacts, but with markets evolving all over the world, this is an opportunity for Wisconsin to share its products with the rest of the world. Sorry, go ahead. You were going to ask a question, Kate.
Well, I was just going to say, but, you know, exports really, to be able to get into an export market or in a market in a different country, you need those relationships. You need to build those relationships and be able to get your products where they could really be used and grow that market. I would imagine in the environment we're living in, that can be particularly difficult. How do you make those connections?
That is a great question. So the point about developing relationships is key. So we have something called the International Agribusiness Center here at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It's a small but mighty group of analysts, and they work with Wisconsin businesses to market products around the world, help target markets that might make sense, grow markets where they can. But Kate, you hit on a really important concept, building that relationship. That's what our team helps to do. They connect the dots between that Wisconsin product and the international marketplace. And this is the benefit of some investments that Governor Evers has made in our program here. For the first time, the state is going to be contributing state funding to our international export activities. The governor has been interested in doing this for a while, and there was a bipartisan agreement this last year to get it done in his budget. So the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is going to get funding. This year, it's a little over $500,000. Same for next, and then projecting into the future, it would be ongoing expense, ongoing revenue for the department to use. And that's going to help us start from the ground up, find those successful businesses here who are interested in the international marketplace, help provide some education and training about what it means to export, what kinds of product requirements are there in other marketplaces, how do you find that right market, and that's where this funding will help, with some education, training, marketing, things of that nature. So that's what we can use to help build the relationships.
Talking with Randy Romanski, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, fielding your calls on agriculture in particular, what you see going on in your community, 800-642-1234. Katie is joining us from Northwest Wisconsin. Hi, Katie. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering, I'm involved in agriculture in a number of ways. We farm. I had a small meat business that started during the pandemic, and a number of things. But then I was wondering what the Secretary's thoughts were on the country of origin labeling and bringing that back. And then also about a number of our large packing plants being foreign owned.
Secretary Romanski.
Thanks, Katie. Here again in Wisconsin, we've got the benefit of diversity of agriculture, and it sounds like Katie's got diversity in agriculture, even in how she's been operating. And that's a good thing because it helps build our strengths. It helps build off of our strengths. So in Wisconsin, we're fortunate. We have over 500 meat processing plants. And the benefit of that is we have them from the far reaches of the state to more populated areas. We have large, medium, and small operations, and we need them all to be successful because that supply chain is connected. And what we saw during the pandemic is that when those larger plants in other states shut down, in some states, they had to euthanize animals. And in Wisconsin, because we have this diverse base of meat processing facilities, we were able to kind of absorb some of that. In fact, some of our plants from western Wisconsin took on animals from other states to make sure that they didn't have to be euthanized. So that diversity in size and location of operation in Wisconsin is a tremendous asset to our state. And what I would say is any chance we get to promote that, this gets to the first part of your question, any chance we get to promote that and promote Wisconsin products and let people know this is a product that's from Wisconsin. We actually have a program called Something Special from Wisconsin. Sorry, I had to put that that shameless marketing promotion in there. But we benefit by having that strong base. And that's one of the things that's kind of helped our state and our processors and our farmers adjust to some of the supply chain disruptions as it relates to meat processing.
Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski with us. You can join in. Have you taken advantage of grants for farmers? What was that process like? Where do you see gaps in support? Do you work in the state's meat processing industry? What are economic conditions like for you? Farmers, what does the Great Resignation mean to you? Still time, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You have a line to Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski. The most recent 2020 data from the USDA here, Wisconsin home to 64,400 farm operations on more than 14 million acres. Is your farm one of them? How is it doing? Are you a farm manager or do you work at a creamery? Share your experience, what you predict for the year, 800-642-1234. Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski with us for about 9 more minutes. We heard from Elna in Madison who wants more information from you on country of origin labeling, especially as it pertains to cheese. Can you talk a little bit about what this means for the cheese industry?
Well, here again, we want people to know if something is Wisconsin cheese. I always think we should know where products come from. And actually, marketing something that is Wisconsin cheese in an international marketplace is a big plus. Clearly, something that we want to know. We want to lead with that. And I don't know if I may be going too deep here, but there was a recent court decision in Virginia that actually talked about common names of cheeses, which I think is an important thing to bring up, because there are parts of the world that are trying to play off the names of certain cheeses, Gruyere, Munster, Parmesan, as they own those names. And the fact of the matter is, if people have Parmesan cheese, or in this case, Gruyere or others, they know that it's that kind of cheese. So certain parts of the world should not grab onto names of certain products and say that they own them and other cheesemakers don't, or other products for that matter. And so there was a court in Virginia recently that basically said Gruyere is not just cheese made in Europe. It could be made anywhere. And so that common name component really is a big benefit to the state of Wisconsin, because there are other parts of the world that want to, I think, unfairly compete against Wisconsin's quality dairy products, quality products, but cheese, by trying to fence people out and say, no, you can't call your cheese Gruyere or Parmesan or Munster. There's a whole variety of them. So I think it's really important that we as a state and we as a country are able to identify that, in fact, Here are products that come from here, and we want to know where other products come from as well. I, as a consumer, also want to know that. I pride myself as being a good consumer.
Reading the labels.
And I read the labels, and you know, I support local wherever I possibly can, because I live in Wisconsin. I support Wisconsin agriculture, and I like to know my farmer, know my food wherever possible.
Not much Vermont in your shopping cart there as you go through the cheese aisle, apparently.
Well, you know, Wisconsin is the leader in quality and quantity of cheeses. Quick note, Kate, I know I could go on forever about these things, but this is courtesy of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. But if Wisconsin were a country, we would be the fourth largest cheese producing country in the world. So think that's how much cheese is produced in Wisconsin, and we're very proud of it.
Let's move on to meat, the Meat Talent Program. Governor Evers announced a new statewide meat talent development program includes $5 million of funding. How will this program work?
Thanks, Kate. And this is a nice lead-in from what Katie was talking about right before we went to break. Yeah, so the governor is investing $5 million in federal ARPA funds for a meat talent development program. One of the things that we've seen is the disruptions in the supply chain in the meat processing, like we talked about before the break. But even before the pandemic, we were seeing these long waiting lines to get animals processed, and the pandemic obviously exacerbated that. So Governor Evers took a three-pronged approach to try to address the challenges of the meat processing industry. Number one, provide grants to modernize and improve, to build some resiliency into the system. Number two, additional state meat inspectors, because plants can't operate if we're not there to witness slaughter and processing. And the good news is those first two items he included in his budget, the legislature agreed with him. The third leg of that three-legged stool, as I like to call it, is meat talent development. One of the things that's causing some choke points in the meat processing supply chain is access to skilled workforce. So since the legislature didn't agree with the governor and his and that part of his budget, he's using federal ARPA dollars to develop that workforce in meat processing. And it goes at it a few ways. Number one, we have to attract potential students to a career in the meat industry. It's not just a job. It can be a career in Wisconsin. Number two, we're going to provide financial support to students enrolled in meat processing training programs here in the state. We're going to work with the colleges, the technical colleges, UW system, UW, to support development of meat skills courses. And then finally, the last step in that process will be, we're going to connect those potential employees with the meat processing industry to kind of connect that dot.
Okay, we'll watch that program unfold. I want to make sure we make room for farm bankruptcies, because last year around this time, we see new data, federal data, and Wisconsin in the past has led the nation, as you know, in farm bankruptcies. What are you expecting out of those numbers? What was 2021 like?
Well, it is an unfortunate thing. Wisconsin's economy is very dependent upon agriculture and our farmers. So it's been a challenging few years for farmers and for farmers in Wisconsin. After years of low commodity prices and obviously the tariffs that were going on during the trade disruptions at the national level and actually international level, and then COVID, farmers have had some tough years. And I would even throw in their severe weather events that have affected Wisconsin. I'm going to go back to that word optimism that I said before. We saw that numbers of bankruptcies in Wisconsin and the Midwest, because this has been a challenge in the Midwest as well, were down in 21 in Wisconsin and this region. So that is, it's a trend in a better direction. Mm-hmm. One of the things I would say, Kate, is as we look at the investments that have been made here in the state, and some of that is the budgetary investments that we've been talking about that the governor's put forward, and then some of the intermediate level steps of the programs like the Farm Support Program. With markets improving and trade agreements in place, there's optimism that we'll start to see that trend continue in a more positive direction.
Secretary Romanski, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. It's wonderful to join you today, and have a great day.
Take care. Randy Romanski, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Ahead, it's the news, and we discuss threats to democracy and what it means with two historians from UW-Madison. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.